This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Flash flood watches cover a large part of the state today. Authorities are searching for two people reported missing after a flood in Poudre Canyon last night, west of Fort Collins. One woman was killed, and at least five homes were destroyed in the flooding. The burn scar from the Cameron Peak fire, combined with Colorado's monsoon season, is creating the risky conditions. More rain is expected today. Colorado's individual health insurance customers will pay an average of a little more than 1% increases in individual market premiums next year, and 5% in small group market. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Rates appear to have stabilized in the state. Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway still urges consumers shop around.
The biggest thing that we can encourage folks to do is go on and shop and look at your options and see how much help you can get.
One consumer group, the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative, expressed cautious optimism about the rates, but it notes consumers in the western region of the state will see a larger average increase of nearly 8%. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
By a large margin, most deaths and hospitalizations in Colorado from the coronavirus are in unvaccinated patients. Colorado Health Department researchers looked at COVID-19 cases from January 1st through June 30th. They compared fully vaccinated and unvaccinated patients. More than 96% of deaths among COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations occurred in unvaccinated patients. Doctors say the figures show the vaccines are highly effective at preventing severe illness. This is CPR News and KRCC.